The female researcher saw white powder coming from the small cardboard box and immediately took action.
I want to report that there's a spill of an unknown powder in my office.
Reporting is the first step whenever there's a potential biohazard spill of an unknown substance or fluid. Fortunately, this recent incident was a full-blown practice exercise. Lubbock has its share of hazardous materials. Trucks and other vehicles carry dangerous ones as they go up and down Interstate 27. Then there are the rail cars that move through the city. And there are plenty of schools that have labs and businesses and warehouses that use or store hazardous materials. This recent training exercise at the Institute of Environmental and Human Health, a Texas Tech University department that's housed on the grounds of the former Reese Air Force Base, put first responders through their paces.
Basically, it's a suspected environmental hazard, and our team is going to, you know, isolate and then bring a victim out and decontaminate that victim so that they don't contaminate the building, they don't contaminate the, don't make it a public hazard.
Lubbock Fire Department spokesman Steve Holland says that though they know this day is a training exercise, the hazardous materials team takes every step in the operation seriously. In a real-life situation, no one knows if the white powder is a poison like anthrax or ricin or nothing. From the first report of a white powder coming out of a supposedly UPS-delivered package, everyone is working to evacuate the building, contain whatever the powder is inside the box, and check everywhere for possible contamination, all while working to keep the public safe. The researcher and another woman in the room remain isolated there. The entire exercise lasts about 3 hours. Steve Presley, whose studies at the Institute include countermeasures to biological and chemical threats, says the boots-on-the-ground exercise is vital. The exercise teaches first responders where they could improve and what they do well.
It's critically important because this exercise we've played for 3 days. This is the third day. Each day we see something else that we need to fix, even this morning, even with a revised plan. Published last night, there was issues that came up this morning that we need to address just to protect public safety.
A decontamination area is prepared outside using 3 plastic children's wading pools, and first responders don protective suits. They begin to breathe oxygen from a tank on their backs. They go to the area of the building where the woman and a colleague remain quarantined following the report of the white powder. Every step is monitored by supervisors, who are nearby and interact frequently with hazmat personnel as they do decontamination on the women. The supervisors also walk along with the men in contamination suits as they work to test areas of the room where the box is. They also monitor how the box is removed. Inside Texas Tech watched the third day of the exercise, the only day where the building was evacuated. Had a real biohazard occurred elsewhere in the city, the box with the powder would likely come to the Institute for testing. Holland says the hazmat team wants to be prepared.
So we find the little glitches that maybe didn't work as smooth as we wanted to, and we can improve those. And the things that are working right, it's just that repetition that just keeps those skills fresh in your mind.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention require the Institute to do a training exercise once a year because of its designation as a Biosafety Lab 3. The second highest level of protection. The Lubbock Fire Department Hazardous Materials Team does an exercise quarterly. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.